Welcome to Comic Booked. I am Matthew McLachlan.
And I am Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
One character at a time.
Boo! Whoa! Gosh!
Oh, a spooky baby.
Spooky time.
It's a spooky ghost.
A spooky biatch.
She's a spooky bitch.
Biatch
is better, I guess.
Yeah.
Biatch makes it fun. It makes it less pointed.
Yeah,
bitch
PG-13.
Is pretty rude. Like, I'm a skateboarder when I've got baggy jeans. Yeah.
Yeah, Blink-182's on my Walkman. Biatch?
Yeah.
Or is it like Limp Bizkit?
I just realized what...
It's a penis.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Bring in the fucking...
I did it all for the intro. The intro. You can take that intro and shove it up your... Shove it up your... Intro. Oh, spooky time.
Spooky. Limp Bizkit is scary.
Limp Bizkit. Has anyone gone as Limp Bizkit for Halloween?
I mean, I'm sure.
Limp Bizkit's gone as Limp Bizkit for Halloween.
I mean, that's scary enough.
And they got turned away.
They got turned away from every costume party in town.
I mean, they're looking crazy these days, that Limp Bizkit.
I have not seen them.
They're back.
I don't care.
They're back.
I do not care to Google up pictures of Limp Bizkit. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the last thing I want to do.
I mean, the world's gone to shit, but Limp Bizkit's trending again?
No.
No, it can't. No. It shouldn't. It should never.
If Limp Bizkit is trending again and Hanson is not,
yeah,
fuck.
I think that might be the case, unfortunately. Limp Bizkit... Limp Bizkit's back.
I know.
They're touring. They're doing good. They did it all.
Are they doing good?
They're making money, which they probably need it. Goodness me, oh my, they need it.
I wonder how much you make, though, off of like...
Being in Limp Bizkit?
Yeah. How much money does a Limp Bizkit band member make?
Oh, God. Probably as much as like a PE teacher.
Maybe. I always wonder how much, if you have one hit, one freaking
they
hit.
They didn't. They had many hits.
Okay, but that's not my question.
Do you want to talk about Limp Bizkit?
I mean, it's a Halloween episode. Let's embrace it.
So let's talk about the spooky scary of the Bizkit.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, you got Fred.
Yeah.
He's from Florida.
Of course.
He's from Jacksonville.
Jacksonville is where all the gators are. All the alligators live in Jacksonville.
By alligators, you mean like criminals, yes.
Yeah. Murderers and such. Yeah.
It's a spooky place, and, you know, Florida gets no seasons, but Jacksonville is Halloween all year round. Well, hey, it's the Halloween episode.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it's the Halloween
episode. And we haven't really had a specific episode like, oh, it's the fucking America episode.
Yeah.
It's the boom, boom, firework town time. I was just bummed we didn't do a 4th of July episode is all. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we could have, and you could have done Captain America.
That's a big boy. I don't know. That's a lot.
That is a big boy.
That's a big boy.
Maybe next year.
But hey, do you like Halloween? I kind of like Halloween.
Oh, yeah. It's the most fun. It is really fun to just dress up and be silly.
Yeah. Or slutty.
Yeah.
Or just want candy. Halloween's one of the only seasons where every year you just kind of get to choose what kind of holiday it's going to be for you.
Yeah. Is it about candy?
Yeah.
Is it about slutty, sexy stuff?
Is it about fun town costume trip?
Well, yeah. I mean, is it about you really committing to a costume and building a costume and being creative? Like, are you really going to embrace it that way? Are you going to go scare the shit out of people?
Yeah. Or are you going to summon a demon? You know, are you going to take it for real?
Are you going to give to children? Are you going to Mother Teresa it?
Choose your own adventure, Halloween.
Yeah, that's what Halloween is for me.
I like Halloween a lot. I think with it being really the only time that I've been in fall feeling weather from Florida, it's pretty fun. I like it a lot. I think it's good. The city for Halloween is not my favorite.
No, you want to go kind of the outskirts. You want hay rides.
You want pumpkins.
We want pumpkins.
Cider donuts. Cider anything.
Cider any cider baths.
Cider.
Cider colonoscopies.
Get in.
Get in, get out.
Get in cider.
That's good.
Yeah, I watched your eyes.
I couldn't even respond. I just had to accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to be this year, Matt?
Oh, man, we got a lot of ideas. I was thinking, what's his fuck from Goofy Movie? The kid, Max?
Oh, that's right.
And you're going to be Roxanne. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's actually a really good
one. I thought about honoring the late Norm MacDonald and being Turd Ferguson.
That's right.
And you could be Sean Connery.
I mean, you were Sean Connery
last year. I was Sean Connery last year. And the only reason I was is because, believe it or not, Katie had the Sean Connery outfit for herself that I stole.
Yeah, I had like a thing where I was doing an impression of Sean Connery.
Very bad.
Just for fun.
But so good.
So last year, Matt went as, and he had just passed.
He passed that day. He passed on
Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So you went as him, and I went as the Care Bear I humped as a kid. It's true.
Well, hey, you want to see what you're going to learn about today?
Yeah, let's get weird.
Let's get freaking weird. So this is what I'm going to do, Katie. I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me who you think this is and what you think their powers are, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what I thought.
No.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai Baby Goodness.
Yeah, she's a Samurai Baby Goodness.
She looks like a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a child? I can't tell. Maybe like a teenager.
Okay.
We got a dark cape. We got blood on that cape. So something happened, right? And then we got an actual samurai sword.
Right.
Yeah, and the cool, gosh, I want those gloves.
What kind of gloves are they?
I don't understand. You know, the purpose of them, yes, to grip things, but they always have that hole on the back of them.
Oh, and like over the wrist part?
Mm-hmm.
Or the soft part of the hand? What do you even call that?
The sweet, sweet part of the hand.
We're just putting a circle over a hand.
Where you put lotion.
Where a gentleman gives a smooch to a lady.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Where you put lotion?
Yeah, you put lotion on your hand. You know, when you like try out lotion, you know, you like put on like that part of your hand.
Oh, right. Yeah, when I try out lotion.
You know, when you go to the store and you try out lotion. Girls will know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, the primary demographic of our podcast, the girls.
The girls. I know there's girls out there. Girls,
I hope so. We need more.
Holler if you hear me.
Sick of all my dude friends going, oh, righteous podcast.
You got your girlfriend. That's all I want my girlfriend to do is to listen to
I'm trying to get her to listen to your podcast. And she won't. She's like, I don't know about comics. I'm like, that's the point, you dumb woman. I'm like, well, you guys need to talk.
You shouldn't talk
out.
To her like that.
Yeah, you should probably stop putting too much lotion on her wrist or whatever the fuck it's called.
It's not the palm.
It's not.
It's the back of the palm.
Back of the hand, I guess.
It's to backhand somebody. It's the back of your hand.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem like the back. You know what I
mean?
No,
it doesn't.
That's not the back of your hand.
Well, what is the back of your knee called?
The nook.
The cranny.
The knee.
We got to get back to this episode.
All right. Okay, so yeah, she looks badass. She's got like a blue shirt on and then this black cape, and she's got secrets.
She's got secrets.
She says definitely what it looks like.
Well, who is this? Who is the secret keeper?
The secret keeper is, this is the gloved Twizzler.
Okay. Okay. Why Twizzler?
When she wields her sword,
yeah,
it's almost like a twister. You know what I mean? You know how a Twizzler is kind of like
wrapped up,
or spiral, and it wraps up. It's like spiral. So when she wields her sword, I mean, she just spins. That's kind of like her main move is she spins. So the gloved Twizzler.
I just love that Twizzlers on the brain. That's your go-to for the twisting motion is the candy.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because it's Halloween. We were talking about candy
Halloween.
And
you
Halloween.
Got candy on the brain.
I got candy on the brain.
And so does gloved Mama Twizzler lady.
The gloved Twizzler.
Okay.
Her real name is Amber Robin.
Okay. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about Amber.
Amber. Listen, it's the end of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the end of the world.
Yeah. What's happening?
And there are. Are freaking zombies.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's this post-apocalyptic world, right?
Sure.
And she has a sword. You know, she'd never seen a sword
she's
before.
She's never seen a sword. No, yeah.
She's 14.
Yeah, okay.
She's never held a sword before.
Well, then where the hell did she get this sword?
She found it in her history teacher's home.
Okay.
She looked up to her history teacher.
Like we all did. Right?
And her history teacher had a lot of like tokens and memorabilia from different countries and cultures.
Right.
So zombies start happening.
There they are. They're there.
They're there.
Oh, crap.
and crap, and she's trying to find places to hide, and she's running.
Oh.
Her family's gone.
Oh, shit.
Dead.
Oh, but what's that in the distance? It's Mr. Butterfroth's house.
It is Mr. Butterfroth's house.
Yeah.
And she knows it because the whole town knows it's his house.
But they know it's the Butterfroth's house.
It's the Butterfroth's house.
Yeah.
You know, it's epic. It's almost like a little haunted looking.
It's a little big. Like on the hill.
She goes in there
hoping
to find shelter from the zombies.
Mr. Butterfroth!
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Seeing if anyone's in there.
He's not there.
No one's there.
Right.
And so she sees the sword and she takes the sword off the wall.
Both hands.
And then a note falls.
Oh.
Yeah, a note falls down.
Where is it from?
It's from Mr. Butterfroth.
Yeah, he knew she was going to get there.
Well, he didn't know it was for her.
Oh.
But there was a note on the sword. That,
To whomever
finds the sword.
May it chop some shit well.
May it chop some shit well.
Yeah.
And hey, so I knew this zombie apocalypse was coming.
So on the note, he says, hey, so.
Hey, so also.
Hey, so also, by the way.
And so if you were born yesterday and you didn't know.
Yeah.
The only really real way to kill a zombie is to cut its head off or injure the head.
Right. Chop its bean. Yeah.
Chop its big bean. This sword is sharp and ready to go.
Right.
Use this.
Okay.
Amber. Amber. Amber.
So she got this damn sword and then she was like, whoa, what? And then what?
And then,
yeah.
Guess who's a zombie?
Mr. Butterfroth. Fuck.
Dude, he comes out.
Yeah.
And she's like,
no shit,
Mr. Butterfroth.
Shit. Yeah.
So
she's got to de-bean this froth. Yeah?
Yeah, it sounds like a move at like a coffee shop to debean a froth.
Yeah.
So it was very hard for her, but she did what he told him to do, and it swiped his head right off. Otherwise, she was going to get zombified.
She did
what she was told.
Hey, where'd you get those gloves?
She's a skateboarder.
Yeah? And in case she falls and scratches, you know.
Her hands.
The opposite side of the back of her hand, which I guess is called the palm.
Right, the palm of her hand.
Right, so she got these gloves.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
She was made fun of a lot in high school because she was always like overprotective of herself. Like she would wear
knee pads
and stuff like that. And
big shoes.
Yeah, big shoes to protect
her
feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has to really reach outside of herself to become the brave Amber that she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she honors her past self holding on to gloves.
Yeah, and it also helps with gripping the sword and smashing zombies.
Yeah, smashing those zombies. And I'm sure one of the first places she went to just to survive for this zombapoc, she probably just grabbed some candy and then she was like, well, I'm not doing good with this Butterfroth sword. But then she's like nomming on this Twizzler.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and she just and just kind of just zoms.
Well, you know, when you're a kid and you get a Twizzler, you just like whip it around.
Yeah, she did that with her body and her bones.
Her body and her bones and her swords.
And the Butterfrost sword.
Yeah. So now she's just trying to get by in this crazy zom world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you want to know who this really is?
Yeah.
You nailed a lot of this.
Did I really?
So this character's real name is Michonne Hawthorne, or just Michonne.
Okay.
Michonne is in Image Comics, specifically The Walking Dead.
Oh, this is a Walking Dead character.
This is a Walking Dead character.
Oh.
Which is all about
zombies.
Zom-zom-a-pox.
Zom-zom-a-pock-pock.
There's going to be no spoilies, so don't worry about it. But this is Michonne, and she is a good character.
Yeah. Anybody who kills zombies, I assume, is pretty good.
Yeah, but also with The Walking Dead specifically, it's as good as you can be when it's a zombie apocalypse and other humans are trying to kill you, and you have to kill other humans and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but she's really great, and she is an adult. She's like 40. She is not a child.
Oh.
Yeah.
In the picture, she just looks young to me.
Yeah, she's got a young face.
Yeah.
I have been told by black friends that black don't crack, so I'm just telling you what they said. I'm not saying it. Can I say that?
Sure.
Yeah, black don't crack, dude.
I feel like that's like a fact. It's like a well-known thing. I don't feel like that's offensive.
No, that's
it's
in
like,
an encyclopedia for
like
sure.
It's good for you.
You want some powers on this, Michonne?
What can she do?
So she has no powers. She has no real powers.
Okay.
But she does, though.
Yeah, okay.
But there's nothing online listed, so I had to kind of make all these damn things up. But this is from what I had. And should I just say, I had only read half of The Walking Dead when I wanted to do this character.
Okay.
And I thought, I might as well just read some. It's about time. I have the entire series now. It's completed. I should just get familiar with her again because I'm going to talk about her. I'll read for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I finished the entire fucking 200-issued series.
Yeah, you went right through
it. I plowed through that dang thing, and I'm so glad I did because this was so great. So you want some powers?
Yeah.
So she wields and has mastered the katana.
Is that what that sword?
That is that weapon. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That butterfroth sword. That is what that is. Oh, yeah. She is also incredibly determined and an essential part of the surviving human group that we follow.
Awesome.
She has leadership skills, but is almost like their main soldier.
Nice.
So everyone's like, oh, we should plan. And she's like, what should I do? They're like, run ahead and just go kill everything. Got it.
Oh, shit.
So she's the muscle.
Oh, shit.
The next power, she is at peak physical shape. She is so strong, ripped, and able to run for miles and the best stamina,
she's
like peak
athletic.
Stamina. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She is the voice of reason in chaotic situations, but also the first to go fuck shit up.
Yeah.
So she is like a master at planning and negotiating, but she will also just be like, just let me go get him.
Dang, yeah.
She's a badass.
Biting at the bit.
Biting at it.
Yeah.
You want some bio on this damn Michonne?
Hey, tell me more about her.
Michonne was a lawyer. She had an ex-husband and two daughters, and she currently had a boyfriend at the time of the zombie apocalypse happening.
Sexy. Get it, girl.
When the outbreak of zombies happened, her kids were with her ex-husband.
Oh, no.
And was out of town. So she didn't actually know how to get to them, or even where they were, if they were actually at his house.
Oh, dang.
But what she did is she was at her office,
mm-hmm.
and she ran home to see if anyone was there, maybe went back to her house.
Yeah.
And what happened was all the zombies that were around saw her and followed her home.
Oh, no.
She then was trapped in her house with her boyfriend and neighbor from next door.
Oh, wow.
And what eventually happened was that her neighbor got bitten, bit her boyfriend, and she woke up and they were zombies.
Oh, no.
She ran next door to his house and got his damn katana.
Shit.
And then started chopping all of them up. And
oh, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
that sucks.
They even do like a flashback and shows her and she's just crying, like chopping at them as they're coming at her.
Yeah.
So that's insane.
Oh my God, don't ever make me do that.
I won't. I promise I won't. But you gotta think, the world's going to shithole.
Yeah.
And everyone's becoming a zombie. And then you get trapped with these peeps. All the while, you can't find your dang kids.
Yeah, that's really terrifying.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Bad news bears. Just like that movie with Bob, what was his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
That's it. Thank you.
Billy
Bob Thornton. Whatever happened to Billy Bob Thornton?
He's doing shows no one watches.
Oh.
Seeing that people get turned into zombies by bites and scratches, she cuts off the arms and jaws of her boyfriend and her neighbor as zombies. And she then puts chains around their necks and walks with them around her area because it masks her human scent from the zombies.
Oh, my God.
So when she first meets the main characters, they are staying at an abandoned prison. And she rolls up with two zombies who you later find out is her boyfriend and her neighbor. And they have their jaws cut off and their arms cut off. And so they can't hurt her. And all the zombies just ignore her because she's walking around with these damn things.
Really?
Yeah. So she's walking around outside during all of this alone for months after the zombie apocalypse has happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Sorry, it took me a second to go like, Jesus, Lord, that's a wow.
And every person you've seen up until this point is in a group of people or
got
trying
it.
To survive together.
Got it.
And she's the only one who's been alone. And
it gets.
Yeah. Yeah. At one point, she gets taken hostage from a rival group near her friends that they're staying at the prison. And the main guy at that rival group tortures her. And just beats her and sexually abuses her and some terrible, terrible, terrible stuff.
Oh, no.
But she is such a badass that her friends go in and rescue her and they get her all the way to the fence. And she goes, I'll catch up with you. They're like, no, we're rescuing you.
Yeah.
But you got supplies. You're taking other people with you.
Yeah.
I'll be back. They leave and she goes and tortures that guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
She goes back to his because he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
He then gets tortured by her.
Fuck yeah.
And she uses the katana to like chop all of the things he wouldn't want chopped. She gets a chopping.
Oh my God. Chop, chop.
Chopping broccoli, you know?
Chopping broccoli.
Yeah, she's.
Oh my God.
Nicking and slitting and all these things that you're like, yo, it's hard to. It's panels, but you're like, oh, stop.
Yeah. That's amazing. Good for her. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Michonne, baby.
I like her.
There is so much more, but it's all riddled with spoilies.
Okay.
But she continues to be the badass who cuts off people's bits. And if they get bitten,
yeah,
there's like, Michonne, she's like on it. And she just chops off their hand or wherever it's bitten so it can stop
it stops
the virus.
The virus.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she's loyal to the main characters all the way to the end of this story. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty insane. So I can't say too much, but I'll open up to questions. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Katie?
Hi. Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you so much for this, Matt.
Yeah.
Does she ever get bitten and have to cut off a part of herself?
Oh, man. You know, she is such a chopping mama that she doesn't really let people get close enough zombie-wise and sometimes emotionally, you know? She's
sure,
been through a lot.
Sure.
Been through a lot.
Does she ever find your kids?
That I cannot tell you. Ah. But what I will say is that there is a time in the story that they kind of let Michonne just be a piece on the chessboard. Like, oh, she's going and just chopping people and they kind of back away from her story.
Yeah.
And then they lean in fully hard. And mm-hmm. I love being fully hard. So when you go in, they go for it.
Cool.
But it's great. They have the TV show, and I watched a chunk of it. It goes crazy different from the comics.
Yeah.
She hooks up with one of the main characters. That absolutely doesn't happen. It didn't make sense to me.
Mm.
I think she does. Spoilies. Die in the show. No one's watching the show anymore. And one of the greatest characters, in my opinion, in comics.
Awesome. Why did you decide to share Michonne with me?
Well, Michonne is a badass lady of color, and that isn't really common in comic books.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of bums me out.
Yeah.
But this world is so devastating. I didn't make that clear enough, I don't think, of like, there is no government, there's no electricity, there's nothing, everything is broken and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they told everyone to go to cities, and then an outbreak would happen in cities, so then the cities are now filled with zombies. So almost mm-hmm. 98% of the population is a zombie.
Mm.
And she is out there surviving herself, learning to become this master of this weapon that she's never held before
mm-hmm.
until her loved one and a friend is attacking her.
Yeah.
But why? I think because she is so tough. And she is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And through it, though, there's a part of her story that is all about her being so hardened and emotion not letting people in, to where the main characters are like, hey, things are a little easier now. You can be okay. She's like, no. She refuses to
kind of let up that wall.
Yeah, because she's had to survive by herself and do all these things. And I think that as far as characters of color, she's one of the only ones, unfortunately. But what's great is that she is one of the best characters, I think, in comics, period.
Yeah.
Anytime you turn a page and you see Michonne, you're like, this is going to be fucking good.
Yeah.
This is going to be really cool.
Awesome.
And yeah.
Awesome.
I love it. I love The Walking Dead. I highly, highly suggest people read it. I don't know what the show is doing. Godspeed. Carry on, My Wayward Son, if you are still on that show.
Yeah.
But the comic is 4 giant compendiums, and I couldn't put it down.
Amazing.
It was really great. I highly suggest you read it because it's really fun.
That's great. Thanks, Matt.
Well, hey, is there something you just want to take a katana and just chop off my bean and just kind of pull out some little goopy bits in there, throw that away, and then put my bean back on, and then just kind of sew it back in and let that knowledge sit and fester and get into my body?
Well,
it's Halloween. I'm getting into the spirit.
Spirit. We're going to talk about one of the scariest things I know. Poop.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk
okay.
about poop. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Poop.
I got some...
It's kind of like boo, but poo.
Yeah.
Poop.
Poop.
Yeah.
You're going to learn some fun facts about poop.
Okay, I was hoping.
Okay. Did you know poop is mostly bacteria, not old food?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's how, but bacteria isn't solid. It's little and you can't see it. So how does it come out solid and big and brown and weird and smelly? Yeah.
Well, 50 to 80% of your poop, excluding water, is actually bacteria that has been living in your intestines and was then ejected as food passed through.
Oh.
Many of the bacteria in poop are still alive, but some are dead. carcasses of species that bloomed as they fed on the indigestible plant matter you consumed, then died shortly afterward.
I don't... What? Okay. What was the last bit?
Okay.
I fear for people's stomach listening, but I want you to try to explain what that means.
So a lot of the bacteria in poop is still alive when you poop it out, right?
Okay, right.
But some are dead.
Yes.
Which basically means that the bacteria carcasses of species bloomed. It says bloomed. I don't know.
I don't like
bloomed
that. That's the word that gets me bad.
That maybe got bigger as they fed on the indigestible plant matter you consumed, but then died shortly after.
I see.
It's also like indigestible plant matter and cellulose from vegetables that come that you poop out.
Okay. So don't eat plants. Got it.
No, I'll get to that. How you should eat more plants.
Oh.
Poop is brown because of dead red blood cells and bile.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Paint me grossed out, Bob Ross.
It's that color as a result of a chemical called stercobilin.
What does that shit do?
It's a chemical that ends up in your poop in two ways. It is a byproduct of hemoglobin in broken down red blood cells.
Right.
And it also comes from bile, the fluid secreted into your intestines to help digest fat.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, gross. Let's keep going.
Men and women poop differently.
What? Where? How? When? Why?
Because of anatomical differences, men and women's GI tracts work a little differently. These differences are so significant, in fact, that doctors say they could perform a colonoscopy and correctly guess the patient's sex without knowing it beforehand.
Well, like a blindfolded colonoscopy, which is a great punk band name.
Yeah, blindfolded. Yeah.
That's okay. We got tighter anuses or what?
Well, women's hips are...
Hips don't lie. Got it. So it's telling the truth.
Well, women have wider pelvises as men, as well as extra internal organs, such as a uterus and ovaries and all that.
Yeah, you got other stuff.
It's shaped differently and there's more stuff involved.
Probably skinnier poops. You got a lot more things pushing. Guys just like, carry on, my wayward son.
Find two more times to say
that
this episode.
Okay.
Okay. The ideal poop is a continuous log and sinks to the bottom of the toilet.
Okay. Yeah. What if you got a continuous log and it daint?
And it floats.
And it daint. That was me saying it don't.
Oh.
And it daint float.
You can't. I feel like that's not don't. That's daint.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to carry on my wayward son.
Oh, my God. They have a whole little picture and things
of all the poop. I don't want to see it.
Okay, of all the different types of poop.
All I know, if it's little chicken nuggies, that's not good. You got to get more fiber or something.
Well, there are some doctors that say pooping 3 times a week is sufficient, but this doctor in this article
never had coffee before.
Yeah, says that you should probably make a bowel movement every day, assuming you're eating food every day.
That's sad. That took a turn.
Yeah.
Assuming you can afford food,
unless you're a hungry child, I guess. Jeez. Gut bacteria and plant fiber are essential for good poop.
Tell me more.
Okay. What really makes a good stool is large amounts of indigestible plant matter that feed gut bacteria. This plant fiber, mostly cellulose, also directly adds bulk to poop, so a plant-heavy diet is critical for nice, solid bowel movements.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're a pooping house. We poop here. We buy 48 rolls of toilet paper, and that shit is gone in a month.
It's quick. It goes quick. I don't even know how.
Yeah, bulk buy.
This is interesting. You can see corn in your poop because of cellulose.
Tell me what?
Okay.
It just doesn't digest.
The outside of a kernel of corn is made of cellulose, that indigestible plant fiber. We can digest the inside of the kernel, but the hull makes it through us unscathed.
So when we see corn, the inside's gone, but that's not?
Yeah, the skin of the corn
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, okay. People living in different parts of the world have different poop.
A different plants, different food.
Different diet.
Different anuses.
Yeah. Baby poop is really, really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere, man.
The first few bowel movements of a newborn infant is called meconium.
Yeah, it's not even poop.
It's pretty bizarre. It's the result of nutrients consumed by the infant inside the womb, and it's a dark green tar-like substance. It looks so different from normal poop because of the sorts of things the baby was consuming in the uterus.
Weird.
This is the last fact.
Okay.
Poop transplants can be an effective medical treatment.
What the fuck?
It might seem crazy, but research increasingly tells us that the most effective way to treat C. diff, which is the harmful bacteria that can proliferate in your intestines if beneficial bacteria are wiped out, is by taking a healthy person's poop and putting it in your GI tract.
No. In you?
The formal name for this is a fecal transplant.
Would you, you put poop in your butt?
You put poop into your GI tract, yes. Because, like I said, it's all bacteria.
But how do you do that? You put it in your butt and just push it up?
I think maybe surgery. I don't know.
You surgical put poop in you? I can't. No. No one's going to cut me open to do anything, let alone put poop in me.
I'm sure they have a way of doing it. I don't know.
Why'd you do this to me today, Katie? What the hell?
I don't know. It's scary.
Please tell me you have no more facts.
That's the last fact.
I mean, we all know or related to people who've got the scariest poops. My brother would not poop for 4 or 5 days. And he's like, you better go to the bathroom now because you will be dead. Because if you go in here, you're going to die.
Yeah.
He would come home from college and just drop a burden so bad. I'd have to go to a friend's house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But that's what brothers do. They make dumps. Yeah, scary dumps.
Yeah, sisters don't dump.
Yeah, they're not like, I got you. I gave him a scary dump.
Sisters aren't like that.
Sisters don't dump on you. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dads might. But then after they go to the bathroom, they might come out and they point at you and go, hey, carry on, my wayward son.
You did it.
I did it.
You did it. And I'm really proud of
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Well, hey, why'd you teach me about poop?
Because it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's just so dumb, you know?
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Yeah.
Anything else? That's it?
You just
poop? You're like, sitting on the can. You're like, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, I got it. Poop surgery.
Well, it's just, isn't it interesting? Most people poop every day. It's such an intimate thing that you're like, only I feel like sometimes when I poop, I'm like, I'm the only person that does this.
Yeah, it's only me. Celebrities don't poop. You get to a certain point where you're so famous, you don't anymore. It just evaporates.
Yeah. It just feels like such an intimate thing that it's like, I don't know. It's so interesting. Everybody poops.
I convinced someone in school once that women didn't poop. And not only that, I said, it evaporates into their body. And they're like, that's not true. I'm like, yeah, what do you think boobs are made of?
Evaporated poop?
Just like it absorbs in and then the protein goes up to their boobs. And they're like, no.
Oh my God, who was this
person? This is like early high school.
Name this person.
I don't remember. It was one of my dumb friends that probably is dead.
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, it was Florida, you know.
You never know.
Yeah. I guess that's going to do it for us.
I guess that's it. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are rounding out the end of
Season one
of comic books. We weren't even fully sure we were going to do seasons, but we're going to take a little time. We're going to reassess, and we're going to spread the good word of comic booked across the podcast land.
Across the podcast land. Tell your friends, tell your lovers, tell your boyfriends, your girlfriends, your they friends, everyone.
I have so many people saying, I don't know about comic books, or this person doesn't know about comic books.
That's the point.
Like, that's the point.
That's the point.
Katie, how much of comic books do you know about?
I still know nothing.
Nothing. And this is episode 20.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have 2 more episodes that is going to do it for us for the rest of the year. And then we're going to come back better than ever. We're going to have some merchandise.
Yeah, we're going to get some sweet stickers, maybe some shirts. I don't know. Would you guys buy that? Tell us.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. DM us. DM us. How about that?
I guess we haven't said anything about our social media. Please do that. That helps.
Yeah, you can find us on Instagram at comicbookedthepodcast.
Yeah.
Go there.
Please tell us what you would like to hear or what you would like to not hear.
Give us some feedback.
Maybe less talks about poops and Matt saying the word buck wild every episode.
I think that's why people come.
I think people is. Yeah. I think that's going to be a sticker.
I think it's going to be a sticker.
So 2 more episodes. Fuck yeah.
Let's do this, motherfuckers.
Okay, cool. Well, we love you. And my name is Matthew McLachlan.
I love you too. And my name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been
comic booked. Spooky. Don't get
spooky.
Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky.